You know, when things like this are happening, it seems everyone starts to look up, like my crew and I have been here in Mendham recording this video that you're looking at right now. We have no idea what it is, if it's a natural phenomenon, because it could be, but this is why so many municipalities are now asking people to reach out and send their videos to them or to experts who might be able to sort out what they're seeing in the skies. But I guarantee there are so many people looking up and making those recordings, because this mystery is one that needs to be solved. For now, we're live here in Mendham Borough. Tony Yates, Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
Lee's saying he's wondering whether or not that might be the moon, Tony, but you pointed out it's exactly the question people are asking. What is it?
No. Yeah. Yeah, no, we're looking at the moon right now, and that's nowhere near the moon.
Okay. Right.
This is the Nation's Conspire Channel. Welcome to today's show. It is becoming harder and harder to actually fathom what we are witnessing in the world around us right now. We have these drones flying around, unmanned. Nobody knows who's responsible for them. Of course, we all know it's our own government, because if they weren't from our own government, if they weren't DARPA drones, they would shoot them down right out of the sky. And now what we're seeing, as you saw in that news clip, are literally what looks like portals opening in the sky. Now, maybe if they're opening portals and we have active portals up in the sky, maybe the drones are up there monitoring the area, keeping other people away. Because obviously, if you've heard, anybody who's flying their own drone up to go and look at what these things are in the sky, their drones are getting short-circuited, which is more confirmation that these are government drones, because these drones have EMP capabilities and they're short-circuiting other people's drones out of the sky. They don't want you flying up near these areas that the drones are located for a reason. And we've seen multiple pictures now, not just that news clip, but there's other images that have been taken in the night that look just like what we would think would be portals in the sky. We've even seen some people filming the drones, and the drones, of course, conveniently are leaving heavy chemtrails behind them. And we've seen even these circular formations in the sky. Then we saw some other things going on around airports. You would think by this time, if an airport has to shut down temporarily because of drones in the sky, that the government would intervene and do something about it. And if anybody out there has followed my channel, we're all well aware that the government has gone rogue for quite some time now. Maybe they've always been rogue, a lot of people believe, but they're rogue out in the open. The government is not working for you. Everybody should know that after what happened in 2020, where they were stripping people of their rights, they were stripping people the right to free speech, they were stripping people of their jobs and telling them they couldn't earn a living if they didn't put graphene oxide inside of their body. So people should realize that the government's gone rogue. And one of my fears with all this stuff going on with the drones, every single day, think about this, every single day that the government doesn't act and remove these drones from the sky is just another day that this becomes normal. Think about the first time people witnessed chemtrails in the sky, and think of where we are today. The first time people saw those trails coming out of the planes in the sky, I can guarantee you in the 90s, they were calling up their local government officials. They were calling up C-SPAN. They were calling anywhere they could call because they were seeing these trails coming out of the sky. And they said, well, that doesn't look like water vapor. It's making a cloud in the sky. Is this safe? And now, 25, 30 years later, every single day, all we see is just chemtrailing, 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 and nobody asking questions, nobody trying to stop it from happening. Everyone's become desensitized to it, because every day we allow the government to get away with these things, every day they do these things and don't act for the people and remove these things from the sky, it just becomes the new normal. It becomes the new normal. I wouldn't be surprised if we just keep seeing these drones pop up. Days go by where people go, what are they? And the government just plays dumb. And they go, we don't know what they are. And we don't care what they are. We're going to continue to hold meetings in Congress trying to figure out if men could have babies or not while these drones are flying above our heads. And obviously, like I said, it couldn't be clearer that the government, our government, is responsible for this. Because if there was ever a threat from another country If the government was actually worried that another country was plotting against America, the government would step in. But other countries are plotting against America. And of course, this is with the help of the United States government, because that's really what a New World Order is. It's the governments conspiring together against the people. So some of the other things that people have been sharing are pretty bizarre. American Airlines plane flying Miracle on the Hudson route strikes a bird and makes a New York City emergency landing. Now, what this looks like and what people are speculating is that it wasn't a bird that flew into the plane's engine, that it was actually one of these drones that flew into the plane's engine. Take a look if you haven't seen this. So that looked a lot like a drone flying in to the engine. Now, birds fly into plane engines. That is true. I mean, I've heard that it's a possibility that something to happen, but I don't think it's going to make an explosion like that. I don't think it's going to shut off an actual engine and cause the plane to have to make an emergency landing. And of course, look, if a drone really did fly into the plane, the government's not going to tell you, because if the news was airing that this was a drone and not a bird, people would say, we're in danger. This is a threat. And you're doing nothing? You're not doing anything about this? This government needs to be thrown in a dumpster, because this government is a deliberate dumpster fire. And don't think it's going to get better when Donald Trump's in power, because he's completely ignoring this entire situation, how severe and serious this actually is. So is Elon Musk. And remember, Elon Musk talked about the future being drone wars. Elon Musk is the guy, along with Donald Trump, who are bringing in AI governments. That's what this entire sweeping, cleaning house of the government saying that, hey, there's too much government. We need to get rid of government. Everybody's cheering because everyone's had enough of what the government's done to us, and they don't realize that this is the plan from the get-go. Artificial intelligence governance. It's going to be worse than ever before. You're going to be locked out of certain things if you don't comply, and you're going to have nobody to complain to, because AI governance, think of it as when you try to make a phone call to a company, whatever the company is. Maybe your electricity's off. Maybe you're trying to make a return to that Satanist Jeff Bezos at Amazon. And you call, right? And what do you get? You get AI on the phone. You get a bot on the phone. And how frustrating is it to try and get the bot to put a human being on the phone? They don't want to. In some cases, they don't even have human beings. And they just hang up on you. Well, that's what the government's going to look like. So when suddenly you're locked out of your bank account, when suddenly all these things are happening and you're trying to get answers, you're not going to get any answers. And there's going to be nobody there that's going to be held accountable. It's going to be AI government. It's going to be an absolute nightmare. So some other stuff too that's been circulating around are people are taking pictures from airplanes, which is probably the best way anyone's going to see anything going on up there. And we've seen lots of footage that people have taken where you could see drones flying in swarms in the sky. Even some bizarre footage of some black line, some mysterious black line in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, right off the coast of New Jersey, that people have been videotaping from their seats, their window seats on these airplanes, right? So there's many bizarre things going on. And we can go back and we can look at that image from ABC News Channel 7, which, again, it's not circulating around where they're, you know, talking about on a national news about a potential portal in the sky, because what in the world are we looking at here? It's not the moon, okay? Even the newscaster, even the Tavistock news anchor, who is owned and controlled, could have lied and said it was actually the moon, but they actually caught this thing in real time where they were reporting on it, turned the camera up and said, what is that? It looks like we're in the movie Ghostbusters here. Looks like portals are opening in the sky. It's exactly what it looks like. And again, anybody out there who's subbed to my channel, you know I've been talking about this theme of portals, because there's quietly a theme going on. And if you pay attention to patterns, you'll start waking up to more and more, because you'll see, yeah, they're really indoctrinating us with portals. What are they talking about with all these portals? You notice how all of the Marvel movies, all these comic book movies like Batman, this new theme in these movies is what? These new themes that they constantly have is this multiverse, right? This goes back to time travel? When in the world were any of these Marvel movies, any of these superhero movies about dimensions and portal hopping? They're conditioning people, right? The Pope openly talking about opening five sacred portals for a ritual, right? This word portal is just being thrown around and we're hearing about it more and more and more. They had a portal in New York connecting to Dublin, right? Then they said, oh, we're going to take down that portal in New York because people were flashing the actual camera inside of the portal, and then it just popped up in Philadelphia, in the city of brotherly love, right? Sitting in the middle of the city where people are confused about what it is, but as the sheeple they are, they spend their weekends going to see it because they need to be entertained and they have no idea what's actually happening around them. An Ohio family builds a Stargate, 50,000 pound Stargate in their backyard. We have the portal theme with this new epic universe opening down in Florida where they're literally talking about dimension hopping, time traveling. We have Kanye West, who had the portal theme with his new album, Bully. Katy Perry, the portal opens. This is all the last couple of months, right? That's why I'm covering it, because there's clearly something going on here. There's clearly some spell casting being done. The portal opens, and Katy Perry does a performance at the MTV Video Music Awards. What does she do? Comes out of a portal, right? Like the Tower of Babel, standing on top, all those demonic arms coming out of the sides of it. I mean, you see the theme here, right? Eminem, just recently, music video, a couple months ago, a portal from 2002 has opened in the city, and he hops through it. The Weeknd, his latest music video, a portal, even showing you demons on the other side of the portal. Of course, the theme of all these shows like Stranger Things, these very popular TV shows, is about this. What do you think the Upside Down is? What do you think the giant machine is that they open and shoot into the Upside Down to open the portal is really referred to? It's referring to the machine, the Hadron Collider at CERN, right? They look awfully similar. So I've discussed Stargate, right? The movie Stargate everyone thinks about. Well, Stargate the movie is based on CIA's Stargate Project, a secret U.S. Army unit that investigated the potential of psychic phenomena for intelligence purposes. The project was established in 1977 and was involved in remote viewing, the supposed ability to physically see events from a distance, like in the film Stargate. And another thing I've covered, which some of you may remember, this year, suddenly they're talking about interstellar travel and time traveling into different dimensions. And for the first time that I can remember, we have stuff like this. Harvard professor claims aliens could visit through interdimensional travel. They're starting to tell us this whole notion of, oh, a UFO is flying down from the sky. It's up on Mars, flying through the firmament somehow, coming down here. They're starting to switch a little bit where they're now actually talking about portals and interdimensional travel. And that thing that you saw, that news clip, people are looking in the sky for drones. Now, suddenly we're seeing portals in the sky. And this is the theme, if you don't know about what they're doing, what they're trying to do at CERN with portals. Even the clip that I constantly show you of CERN where they do that giant ritual. I don't know how anybody out there could watch that. This clip I'm about to play for you from CERN, and tell any one of us that that is not a ritual being done. That's not spell casting or witchcraft at CERN. The dancing, the giant circle, the demonic arms. I mean, you tell me that that has to do with science? This is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We are seeing the normalization of bringing entities over from the other side, and of course telling us
it has
that
been
these are aliens,
for
not
thousands
demons.
Of years. A mystery. A secret. A threshold to the future.
Where'd you find this?
One man will break the code and open the door.
Well, this should read Stargate.
What is it?
We've opened a doorway to a world we know nothing about.
It's on the other side of the known universe.
But they could never have imagined this.
Your job here is to realign the Stargate.
Stargate.
have existed for over 100,000 years. You weren't so different from apes. How long did it take you to discover agriculture? It took you 90,000 years to get from hunter-gatherer to farmer. How long did it take you to become industrialists? Atomic power. Computers. The information age. And how long do you think it took us to get from hunting to farming, and farming to industry, and industry to atomic power? We are going to kill your science. It's a proton. One we have turned into a sentient computer. The universe has more dimensions than the three we occupy, but we have the technology to unfold them. We summon energies you cannot imagine. Even a tiny proton becomes something very large. A proton has virtually no mass. To the places where your best minds explore reality. Every civilization ends in chaos. There will eventually be a cataclysm from which we cannot recover. Our planet will be ripped in half.
Well, basically, there are parallel universes, infinite variations of it.
Like the Veil of Shadows.
And the tightrope is our dimension. And our dimension has rules. You can move forwards or backwards. The flea can also travel this way.
Upside down.
Exactly.
Is there any way for the acrobat to get to the upside down?
You'd have to create a massive amount of energy. Open up some kind of tear in time and space. You create a doorway, like a gate. It might even swallow us up whole.
Now, have you heard of the Garrow Research Facility?
In Long Island, the particle accelerator?
Yeah.
And it actually splits the proton of the atom.
Well, you know more than I do.
Well, it's a 14-mile loop that accelerates electrons and protons close to the speed of light.
Local parishes in Ryland are protesting. The particle accelerator will open the gates of hell.
So the scientists, they want us to prove they're not opening the gates of hell.
What's that? Something that was filmed down in the particle accelerator.
Satan, help us open this portal. We deliver this sacrifice to you.
The Vatican is asking you to investigate and write up a report.
It's a prank, right?
Well, I don't know. That's your job.
They make that video, Doctor?
We're in a friendly competition with CERN, particle accelerator in Switzerland. They did a similar video making fun of the satanic panic about their opening. So what can we do to convince you we are not Satan worshippers?
I mean, it's just the name that the night ship calls it. B-33. And the proton collider.
Mm-hmm.
They broke through something. But there's something there. Something under the concrete. Creature. It dragged that woman into it.
That's where the beams converge.
Oh, and your safe guards.
The beams are accelerated around the loop at 13,000 revolutions per second.
Any concern about an uncontrollable black hole?
It's not going to happen.
I know. Just humor me.
There's concern about it.
So, again, I played those clips for everybody multiple times. I feel like they're important to include in the videos when we're talking about portals, because a lot of new people continually find my channel, and they probably haven't seen all of the videos since I do a lot of videos every single day. They probably don't know what we're even talking about. They're seeing the thing in the sky, and they're immediately programmed to think it's a UFO. Now they're going from drones, now they're going, oh my goodness, it's some type of UFO. A UFO is, you know, something space, something aliens in the sky, right? And what I said earlier in the video is my main concern is that every single day that this topic is going on, now we're seeing them all around the United States of America. We see them in Kansas, Texas, Pennsylvania. They just keep spreading. And every day that nothing gets done, it's just another day that this becomes normal. And you go about your life with drones above your head and people, and the government goes, yeah, we don't really know what they are. Just go about your business. They're not a threat. And we suddenly have our surveillance state built out around us because the civilians just call for the government to do something instead of the civilians actually doing something about it. Now, the civilians can't take these things down from the sky, like I talked about in a previous video, unless they have an EMP gun. And the common civilian is not going to have that. Now, you could try to make one, but I doubt you're going to be able to hit one of these things as high up as they're flying. I feel like they're in a protected space where, look, you ain't going to shoot it down with a gun. Okay, the government ain't going to shoot down their own million-dollar drones, that's for sure. So every day that these stories just circulate, it becomes the new normal. And then eventually the government can use it as a story to tell us that they're aliens. That's why they're not telling us about it, because it's an alien. And it just becomes more and more normalized. This is your government at work. This is your rogue government who has proven by their fruits that they're rogue. Over the last 10 years, it's very easy to see. We can go back to the 11th day of September if you want to go back to recent history of seeing our government rogue, or you can go back to these events that happen at schools and the connection to the CIA and Project Orion. I mean, look, we can go back very, very far and see that the government's rogue. But openly rogue is a little bit different. It's one thing to look at the 11th day of September and the government to deny certain things. Now we're at a point where the government tells you, you got to put a shot in your body. The shot doesn't cure you. It doesn't make you immune. You better get it or you'll lose your job. And then, of course, when people continually get sick, the government says nothing. They do nothing, right? They ignore it. There's drones in the sky. What does the government do? They don't even need to foo-foo it. They don't even need to come out. They're just ignoring it. And when they talk about it, they just go, everybody's fine. Everything's safe. You're good, right? Oh, right. So you're running experiments up in the sky, which we've continually seen. I talked about that a couple of months ago. How much stuff is going on in the sky? You got the two moons in the sky. You've got aurora borealis every single night. People are seeing the northern lights all around the earth right now. That's because it's not a natural phenomenon. They're doing it. They're manipulating the sky. And now they got drones sitting up in the sky, and oopsie daisy, a news crew actually caught what looks like some type of portal open in the sky. So maybe these drones are up there flying around possibly active portals, making sure that whatever they're doing, whatever maybe they're bringing through these portals, that civilians don't get their eyes on it. Because anybody who tries to fly anything up there, they'll shoot it down with their EMP. And I talked about too in a previous video, people have been reporting at night that their electricity's going off and going on around certain times of the night. So they're probably doing this as an experiment right now, but something's going to go live sooner than later. Don't forget, they're the ones who put the deadline out there of Agenda 2030. And then they came out and told us that Agenda 2030 had to be accelerated because they're afraid that there's going to be a revolution on their hands. And they pushed it to 2025. And guess what? Well, we're a couple weeks away from 2025. The world just gets more bizarre by the day. I thank everybody for being here. I hope you're all doing well. Let me know what you think in the comment section below about potentially, I mean, we all know it's our government, right? Are they opening portals? Is this just more of blue beam projections that they could be doing? I mean, they're obviously doing something. This ain't Tommy from up the block flying his drones around. There are swarms of these things. People are getting pictures where there are hundreds of them near one another up in the sky, right? And they don't want you to get close enough. And everybody out there is going, wow, you know, Timmy down the road flew his drone up into the sky and it fell down and broke and it got short-circuited. And they think it's like, they, you know, they're like, oh, is that alien capabilities? It's got a force field? It's an EMP. That's what everybody should be talking about. These things are EMP equipped, which is the proof that it's your government. I thank everybody for being here. Hope you're all doing well. God bless you and your families as always.